Welcome back to a brand new episode of Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All podcast, and I'm your host, Crystal Fox. This week's guest is Stacy Nadel, and she is a photographer, artist, and mindset coach based out of New York City. Now, she is a firm believer that mindset is the foundation to everything. So in this episode, she is sharing what brought her through the fog into mental clarity. And I have quite the story of how I met her, but first help me in welcoming Stacy to Crystal Ball Clarity of It All podcast. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Crystal. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and chat with you.
Me too. It was such a connection that we had. And I have to give it up to Tara, who is the community leader of Hey Girl You Can on Clubhouse. She was interviewing me on a live and was reading. She's like, you know what? You got to be a part of our anniversary. I have the perfect spot. She goes, I didn't know all of this stuff. And I was like, yeah, you know, I didn't think of it at the time. And you're laughing because you know what happens next is we literally have a vision board, goal setting, like we were talking mindset. And here's Stacy, like, couldn't be more aligned into what we're doing with our vision board workshops and really creating spaces for women to love the life and build the life and business that they love. So that is how this connection was made. So I have to give it up to Tara for doing it because yes. I was like, wait, there's people like me, like a whole room of people like me.
I know. Oh. It was so great how we were just put into that same room to co-mod and just worked out. So many like collaborations and relationships were created just from that one event.
Yes. And will you tell them which room that you run and when they can come in to see you? Because I love that room.
Oh, thank you. I love seeing you there. So it's Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern time. It runs for about an hour. And it's called How to Successfully Manifest What's on Your Vision Board. So the conversation goes in, we never know what direction it's going to go in. It's really fun. So we usually share like a lesson that we've learned from the week, the co-mods, and we open it up for discussion. We highly encourage audience participation. So it can go to mindset, questions about vision boards, manifesting, goals, all over. But it's always really, it's my favorite way to start the week.
Yes. And even just having that space to chit chat and, you know, be inspired in so many different ways to make things happen in your life. I love and I attend, even if I can't come up, I'm always,
I know, below. I love when you see you there. It just feels like, oh, I have a friend in the room.
Yes. And she knows all about vision boards too. So that was the connection that we made. So it's going to be forever for sure.
Yes.
But I wanted to have you on because mindset is so crucial. We've been talking about mindset on Crystal Ball Clarity of It All for so long. And now we're stepping into clarity conversation so that we can get those, you know, mindset tips at a little bit of a shorter rate for people's, you know, listening span and on the go lifestyle. So I wanted to have you on because of your story. And I love your perspective to really how you found clarity. So my first question for you is, what was that moment of like fog in your life? If you would just take us back to that time that you just didn't know what was going to happen next.
Sure. So it was back in 2018. So almost 4 years now, I got diagnosed with HPV throat cancer. So it was a crazy time because like that past year before that, so in 2017, a friend of mine, my friend's husband, was going through a cancer diagnosis as well. Not the same, but it was just so emotional, so really like heartbreaking. And then the day that I got my diagnosis that morning, a few hours before that, I got the word that he passed away. So it was just such a crazy day because I was like, wait, what do I even think about? Like, am I do I get worried about myself, but I'm like worried about my friend's, you know, my friend whose husband just died. So that was just a really surreal day. Plus it was also my best friend's birthday. That like, it was like the trifecta. Like, I want to celebrate her birthday and I want to be there for my friend whose husband just died. But I just got this diagnosis. So it was crazy. It was crazy.
Wow. Talk about just like left and right having to deal with, I mean, that is just, if it's not one thing, it's another sort of situation, but
right.
I wouldn't have even known what to do. I think in that moment, I would have just been like foggy brain and just standing there. So, I mean, right. Did it take you a few days to kind of come around to what was actually going on? And especially with these things around you happening. And for me, I'm thinking, gosh, that loss would just have ignited so much fear inside of me.
So it was definitely weird because I put myself last kind of, because it was my best friend's birthday. So I wanted to celebrate with her. And then my friend, her sister actually was that just lost her husband. So I was more focused on that. And honestly, when the doctor told me, he never said the C word. So if you ever get a diagnosis for cancer and they don't say the C word, you're like, he said, yeah, you have a tumor. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he wasn't an alarmist. So the way he said it, he's like, the test came back, you have a tumor. And he said, you need to go to the next step to see another doctor. I'm like, okay, I'll make the appointment. And then he's like, no, we'll make the appointment for you. And then I thought, like, when does a doctor ever offer to make another appointment for you with another doctor? So I said, okay. And I remember I turned around to leave and I whipped back around. I'm like, wait, is this something I need to worry about? And he's like, well, worry never does anyone any good. So it sounds crazy, but it still hadn't hit me. And then I came home, I was alone, my husband and kids were out, and I called a friend of mine who had also recently, and that's how I found out, because I had a lump on my neck and he had gone through the same thing. I hadn't spoken to him in a while. And so I called him to tell him what the update was. And in his past life, he was a doctor, a medical doctor. So he's like, send me the pathology report. So I sent it to him on the phone. He's like, Stacey, you know you have cancer, right? I'm like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Wait. And I was just like, so that was the first time like hearing the C word. So it kind of jolted me into like, okay, wait, this is serious. I'm laughing now, but you know, it was.
Well, right. Because it's almost like looking back, it's, I feel like sometimes laughter is like that shock factor for me. Like I still can't believe it almost, but it's like dealing with reality almost, like either laugh right. or cry sort of situation. And wow. And to find out that way, now I get why the doctor is not an alarmist, but gosh, you have to give me what is going on. I'm glad that your friend was there, but to even find out, I just think that there's almost like a, is this really happening moment? Like
I know.
Question, like, is this happening?
It was so crazy.
I mean, you had to tell your husband, right?
And I told my husband.
Okay.
And I decided not to tell many people. So I told my husband, I told my best friend whose birthday it was. I didn't even tell my mother. I speak to her every day. I told my sister because we live in the same building. She lives upstairs. Mm-hmm. But I kept it very tight because this comes to mindset. I knew that I had to have a certain energy around me. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I wanted to focus on wellness and not illness. And I would be worried about other people being worried about me. And I couldn't, like, if I told my mother every day, I'd get, how are you feeling? Are you okay? And she'd want to know all the updates. And it was just like that low down energy. And I just couldn't do it. So I was very selective with who I told. And I told my husband, he's like, we're very like, I guess, not serious, but he's like, you don't look like someone that would have cancer. I'm like, what is, who looks like that? You know? Right. But we were laughing, right? We were like, yeah, who would even think that? I was very selective. And it was the mindset piece that I knew to be strong and be like, I have to do this my way. And I don't have to tell the whole world. And I'm just going to do things my way. And that's what I did. I focused on things that I can control, like my diet. I read about food and how that relates to cancer And I, you know, I did more, even more work on mindset and doing things that brought me joy, like drawing in my sketchbook and listening to comedians because laughter and just the whole mind body connection, and reading more about like Louise Hay books, You Can Heal Your Life. That's like my Bible. I love that book. So food, mindset, all that stuff. And then focusing on positives. And that's what really got me through it. So I only needed surgery. I didn't
only
need chemo.
You say it like that.
I know,
only.
I know, only. But when I saw the doctor and he was telling me the different levels and the options, he's like, the first level is, you know, surgery only. The next is surgery and radiation. The next surgery, radiation, and chemo. I'm like, level one. I'm going to be level one. So not that he was like giving me an option, but he was saying like, these are the options that could possibly happen. And I said, I know you're going to get my test results and you're going to say, I'm going to be level one. So I was already in that mindset of, I knew my path.
See, that's what I was going to ask is, had you had any like mindset training or like self training in mindset period before going into this?
So about not any formal training, just reading a lot of books. And it was like a subject I was really interested in. So I'd say probably a few years before that, I signed up for a year-long program for my photography business. So I thought I was going to be learning about getting clients and, you know, bookings and all of that. But the first month was all about mindset. And I was like, I was hooked. I was like, that was like the turning point for me. Like I wasn't as interested in the photography side of my business now as I was mindset. Cause I was like, this is what's really important. So that's what got me into like reading a ton of books and journaling. I started journaling every day. And I just noticed like I was training myself to like focus on the positive. And even my husband, he calls me like Perry Mason, do you know, like the defense attorney. It was like an old show a long time ago, but it was like a defense attorney. And he's like, you're always defending someone, because I'm always seeing like the other side of things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like a natural thing, or focusing on the positive. So just like reading tons of books and doing my mindset practice every day by journaling. And that's why I highly recommend journaling as well. And originally I thought I was working on my money mindset, but even though that was like my main focus, just in general, working on your mindset is what prepared me for that, that diagnosis.
Yeah. And I have to say, a lot of people will go in with no mindset training at all. And I'm glad that you had that opportunity beforehand. I know it was the end all be all. And I know that you did a lot of research, like as a seeker and as someone who does care about their energy. Like, I want everyone to know that that is such growth. Like you sitting here and talking about you being your own advocate, you sitting there and not putting all of these negative insights, whether it's medically or mentally, onto yourself and being like, that's not for me. This is what is. I think that there is so much mental strength because, like I said, the fear from the loss would have ignited me to just, oh my goodness, you know, either shut down or panic. I mean, panic mode. And I have to say that I love that you're also bringing in tools. Like journaling for me was something that has helped tremendously in different areas. And there's all different types of journaling. I know that a lot of people will say, oh, I can't do it every day. Then don't do it every day. You know, just like pick and choose what works for you when you're starting out, and then keep navigating what that looks like for you moving forward. And I have said this before, like journaling, I have 4 different journals because I have different kinds of emotions that I flow in and out of. And sometimes I need my sassy, which I've been using this week, is my sassy prompt journal, which is find your effing happiness. And it's very sarcastic, but I love it, but it's also about mindset, but it just gives that sarcasm that just like lights my cup at like 5 in the morning. when I'm drinking my like peppermint tea and journaling away. So I like that you're bringing that in. And, you know, in your introduction, you said that mindset is the foundation of everything, and going into your course, that is what people don't realize, is that often we're looking for this answer that seems so textbook, but it's actually a lot to do with mindset. And for me, I actually had a similar experience to you. I joined an intuitive eating, like coaching throughout 6 months. And I was like, oh, you know, like my why is because I want to lose X amount of pounds. And I'll always state this, but the truth is that the weight that I was carrying was my brain. It was my mind. Right. It was heavier than any pound could ever see the light of day with. And mindset changed that for me. And I have to agree with you. Mindset is the foundation in so many things. It's literally everything.
Everything.
Everything that we're doing, we have to really pull that in. So right. Outside of journaling, what were other tools, or was it community that you leaned into, support? Like, what were the following things that took to really help step into that clarity? And then are you still, this is a diagnosis and I don't know much about it, but are you still having to deal with these issues today?
Oh, so yeah, let me answer a few of your questions. So as I mentioned before, I didn't really tell a lot of people. So community was not really the important thing for me in that situation. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, still journaling, still like figuring out what I woke up every day with a purpose. Like, what can I learn today? It was actually an exciting, I love to learn. So for me, this was actually an exciting time because I'm like, what do I have control of? And what could I learn? What's something new I could learn today that could possibly help? So I tried all different things. I read about a lot of different things. And the reason why I say mindset is the foundation, you should do it now. Like, don't wait for the diagnosis. Don't wait till you want to lose weight. Don't wait for things to happen. Like, do it now so that, like, for me, I was doing it for 3 years working on my mindset, not knowing I was preparing for this diagnosis. So I had my surgery, and then about, I think it was like at that time, maybe every 3 months or so, or every 4 months, I had to go back for a CAT scan or a CT scan, a CAT scan, just to see it, you know, did everything come out? Did anything come back? May 4th is 4 years. So far I've been clean, yay, knock on wood, for 4 years. So it was like every 3 or 4 months, I'd go for CT scans. Then after about 2 years, it was every 6 months. So the last one was in November. So I'm going to go back in May for my next one. So that's pretty much all I have to do, but I've kept up with my eating. Like, I haven't eaten red meat, and I'm not telling anyone how to, you know, any nutrition advice or anything, but I haven't eaten red meat in 4 years almost. I eliminated a lot of dairy, sweets. So different things that I knew that would work for me. I've still stayed on that path.
That's really good. Like, again, you laid the foundation for yourself, and congratulations for you. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
That's amazing. Like, you were literally inspiring me because just your strength of dealing with it, and just even you talking about it right now, you know, like just the power of your story alone. I love that you've stepped into it because, you know, I don't know if I could have been as strong as you going through all of that. And then just like, you know, constantly having to check in. And I like that you differentiated between, you know, giving like health tips, nutrition, because again, it's per person. And I like
it's individual.
Made this, I love that you made this for you and it's working for you. I think that's what is a part of clarity. It's finding out what is personally for you when the world is telling you like, hey, no, do this. Try this over here. No, this is going to be a cure, or this over here you need to do. And you get pulled in so many different directions, but I'm glad that you, gosh.
Oh, thank you.
3 years, like in a sense, like mentally preparing. And it is true. If you are someone who's sitting there and you can think of, oh, I'm having a hard week, or gosh, I just, you know, there's areas of my life I'm not getting clear on, then step into mindset. That is something so crucial, and you're now teaching it. So,
because it's so important, I think it's so important just from my experience, and I just see how it affects everything in my life. And like, we're all human, so of course we're going to have negative thoughts and bad days, but when you work on your mindset, you could bounce back quicker, much quicker than like you catch yourself spiraling, you're like, nope, 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 nope. And then you pick yourself back up.
Yes. And it's such a spiral. I always say I have to keep coming back to myself, and I use like a tornado reference because that's what I think of. It's like I have to catch myself and I'm like, I know I'm doing this right now.
Right. And exactly.
And to be on the other side, you will not believe how many times I am coaching myself in the moment. And I honestly thought once you learned mindset, all the negative thoughts, all these things just went away.
Oh no.
Because you were like you're the superhero with like an M tattooed on your chest and you can take on the world. Well, I found out that you're still going to have those thoughts. You're still going to have different feelings. You're still going to be triggered by the world and life. But I, again, like you said, I catch the spiral. So
and you're aware of it.
Yes, because I could go for days. I literally, you know, after my third loss was like 6 to 8 months of constant like depression and anxiety. Right. And, you know, there was no refocusing or coming back to me. It felt ongoing. And then it turned into like a month of feeling depressed to like a week. And now it's like, I can sit there and say, this is what I need. This is, you know, what I want. And using tools. Again, we are both people that believe in vision boards and goal setting and just getting clear when it comes to our mindset. So I think that there's a lot to be said, but I love just, oh gosh, how you talk about your story is just so empowering alone. Like I just feel the strength and just like ease and flow. Like your energy is very like ease and flow. And like, I don't feel any negativity whatsoever.
Thank you.
And I'm sure many people appreciate you as a coach and just implementing so much into their lives. Do you have one more tip that you would give to someone for mindset?
I guess just as I mentioned, start, it might sound like a buzzword. So what is it? So it's really about paying attention to your thoughts, paying attention to your feelings, and paying attention to the words that are coming out of your mouth. Once you become aware, because a lot of times like, you know, we walk around like almost like unconscious, just by rote, right? Everything is just like, you don't have to think about it. Like when you drive a car, someplace that you've gone over and over, you get there and you're like, how did I even get here? Like, you don't even remember all the turns. So it's kind of like that. Like once you become aware of the words that you speak, then you can use journaling. You could like, why did I just say that? If you say something like, let's say for money, if you say, I can't afford it, or I don't feel well, like you're just perpetuating that. So be mindful of the words, and then you can catch yourself and say, no, I'm not going to say that anymore. And the thoughts, like your thoughts lead to your feelings. So if you're feeling crappy one day or whatever, you know, like today, or you could say like, why do I feel this way? What was I just thinking? And then write that down. Right. So being really hyper aware of your thoughts, your feelings, and the words that are coming out of your mouth. And it's one thing, like once you start and you get into conversations with people, you're so hypersensitive, like you're so in tune, like you can't even turn it off. You're like, she just said, I can't afford it. Something's up, you know, like she has money mindset issues. So you just based on like the thing, or I can't do this because of time, like excuse, you know, like you're just, you can't even turn it off anymore.
You can't. And I have realized I've seen so many things standing from the outside of it. And I'm like, oh, wait, I was doing that like 3 months ago.
Right.
Like, oh, wait, I see that. Or a limiting belief, ding, 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 like waving a flag in the air. It was really someone who was saying something out of anger one time. And I was so proud of myself because I didn't take it personally, because I would have, because she was discussing like someone being a bigger size and slamming them for it. I mean, and I'm not the person you probably should be talking to when you say that, but I had to remind myself that it wasn't about me.
Right.
It was her mindset of what she thinks is, you know, a certain standard or whatever. And it was just so eye-opening to be like, oh, look at me.
Right.
Maybe I'm growing a little bit here. So I have to agree. And now I see it everywhere. Now it's
everywhere, right? Everywhere.
And I have to remember to keep focus on me, because you can't save everyone. We all have to save ourselves. This has been such a great conversation. And I know that you have a lot of things coming up. So will you let us know what is next for you and where we can follow you?
Oh, sure. So you can follow me at my website is stacynatal.com. And then on Instagram and Clubhouse, it's also Stacy Natal. So it's S-T-A-C-E-Y-N-A-T-A-L, all one word, all one thing. And then I have freebies. I have a lot of journaling freebies. So if you go to stacynatal.com, just go to freebies and you can get the journaling prompts that I've created. And then my signature program is called Visualize to Materialize and Make It Happen. So that's ongoing. So that's goal setting, some vision board, like quarterly vision boards and monthly coaching. So that's like the main program that's going on now. But, and also Clubhouse on Mondays, that's totally free, 10 a.m. Eastern time. And talk about coaching, like we bring people on stage and all the mods have some kind of mindset coaching. So we all hear things. We're like, we heard you say you didn't have time. So, you know, we're not trying to call you out, but we're trying to help you in a loving way. And there are never any replays on in the Clubhouse room. So we try to create a very safe environment so you can feel vulnerable and say whatever you want and know that no one is going to hear it afterwards.
Yes, because a lot of it is self-discovery. And that's what you, yes. I mean, each of your mods really with your questions and just being intuitive, like really tap into that. So I definitely recommend. And thank you for free journal. I mean, literally sitting here talking about mindset, you want to fill up your toolbox, go and get the free item. I'll also put it down below into the show notes and all the places you can follow Stacy.
Oh,
because
great.
Trust me, you will want to. So I just want to thank you again for coming on. And I definitely want to have you back. We'll have more conversations around mindset because there's so much to explore,
right?
So much. And you know that too. So I just want to say thank you. And I want to tell everyone, please go follow Stacy and then head over to Crystal Ball, Clarity of It All, like, subscribe, push the buttons and do the things. And I will see you next week with a brand new episode and a brand new guest.
Oh, thanks for having me. Bye.